Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up? Welcome to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show. Every Monday, 10 p.m., you should be tuned in just like you are right now. Keep it locked, and I guarantee you're going to love the show I got for you today. Make sure you tell a friend to call 646-478-3243 or log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio. That's streets with a Z. And make sure you tune in every Monday at 10 p.m. West Coast time. So with that being said, thank you for stopping by. Sit back, put your cell phone down to the side, or if you logged on the internet, just let it ride for the next hour and a half, and I guarantee you you're going to love the show. Let's get into some of this music, man, and keep it popping. You know.
my life, see what I'm doing right as well as what I'm doing wrong. A place that feels like home, where I can say what I want to say all day and all night long. Get one-on-one with a microphone, put a beat behind it and turn it into a song. So I'm gone to the studio, one of my favorite places. If you're looking for me, I'm in the lab making greatness with my pen and my pad. It don't matter what time of day. And if you want to collab, then that's all you got to say. I'm down to work with whoever. Let me know when you're ready. We could put our heads together and come up with something clever. It's whatever. But whether I'm solo or in a group, instead of hitting the club, I'd rather be in the group. Now, the truth. It's like my second home where I get lifted and blown and kick it all night long. At the studio where I get in my zone. If I don't answer my phone,
told me do what you want, influenced by Tupac and blessed the marijuana. Karaoke machine was the start of my dream. Never knew my cutty, you play a big part of my team. From corners to closets, whatever it took to get the quality. Spit 16, better than we did geometry. Transition from a cypher king into the booth was similar to an untamed line getting loose.
Now everywhere I go, I'm always approached with someone who swears they know me from the studio. Start fitting they flows, wanna get it in roll, cause they know I'm headed right back to the studio.
Sacred sanctuary, Dre beats in the suite, we don't sleep, until the 32 tracks complete. So whether I'm flowing solo or rolling out with a group, instead of being in the club, I'd rather be in the booth, and that's the truth.
It's like a second home, where I get lifted alone, and kick it all night long at the studio. If I don't answer my phone, check the call, everybody at the studio. I know I can't go wrong, now it's playing my phone, and that's why you always find me at the studio. If I ain't on the road doing shows, then I'm on the microphone, shooting blows at the studio.
Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Emo. And make sure you tune in every Monday, 10 p.m. West Coast time. And don't forget to tell a friend to call 646-478-3243 to listen on your cell phone. Or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio. That's Streets with a Z.
Trough.
Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me. Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me. Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me. Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like.
I'm about to
get ya.
I'm about to
get ya.
You niggas shocked, I'm back and mad, cause I
can't get with ya.
I'm on another hype and none of y'all is on my level. I'm here to save the day, you're pushing, you better be careful. I got my eyes on the prize, I'm knocking out tracks. I'm reinvented, so I guess you can say Trough is back. I told y'all niggas got no talent, what you waiting on? I guess you waiting on Miss Trough to rock another song. There ain't no misunderstanding, the combo's crystal clear. I'm hella grown about mine, there's only God out of here. Don't have no time for the haters and minding what they say. Your friends are your enemies at the end of days. My mama told me trust no one, no, not even her. Cause loose lips sink ships and drama occurs. I'm being all I could be, so you can like me or not. But just respect that I'm hot and get like me.
Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me. Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me. Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me. Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like.
Somebody told me gotta be ready or you gon' miss your chance. Gotta take this chance and slip it, ain't no stop to the master plan. Gotta get it while the get is good, get it while you can. You ain't never about to stop me cause I be in high demand. Now, look in my eyes, you can see that I'm telling the truth. You full of lies and I'm standing here holding the proof. Respect the game, especially while you in the booth. You want your turn, but you see you not getting no room. Can't just see the struggle and the pain in my eyes. Like Pac said in the event of my demise. When my heart can't be no more, I hope I die for a principle or belief that I have lived for. Now let me take it back. Been rapping for a minute, my delivery is strong enough to pick up all the slack. I'm being all I can be, so you can like me or not. But just respect that I'm hot and get like me.
Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me. Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me. Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me. Oh, oh, you need to get like, oh, you need to get like, you really need to get like me.
Oh, oh, you need to get like who? You need to get like, you need to get like what? You need to get like who? You need to get like Trough. Like me.
Really went to college, shape
like a Coke bottle, baby girl so modest. She always amazed me, leave me astonished. So game tight, can't play it with a pinus. I'm sitting back thinking she dig, cause Puerto Rican's hotter than the summer season. Keep it real, no teasing. Wanna taste, I wanna touch, I wanna grip, I wanna clutch, I wanna kiss, I wanna love. Show you what it's like to love. We could take a little walk in the park at dark. Write poetry, how you inspire my art. We could get drunk and just chill at a bar. Fall asleep on the beach, just staring at the stars. Maybe do some things you ain't done by far. Maybe bump and grind like we with bumper cars. Hope you like it rough, cause I'm a hood star. I'ma make you fall in love, girl, soon as you drop your guard.
I desire her kiss. Wanna taste it, wanna taste it. Wanna grip her hips in many positions. Hopefully, hit your trash spot, you itch. Why you playing, baby girl? I'm the one you miss. I desire her kiss. Wanna taste it, wanna taste it. Wanna grip her hips in many positions. Hopefully, hit your trash spot, you itch. Why you playing, baby girl? I'm the one you miss. Always independent, true trendsetter. She always stand out, promise she won't forget it. The type that never glow, even when she knows she better. The girl that always spoke so respectful with manners. I desire and admire how you take me higher. First class treatment, yeah, a frequent flyer. Baby girl, you a queen, we should call you sire. How you dress so sexy, but I love your attire. Wishing you would drop your guard while you were shooting star materialistic. As you offer, get the shoes and the cars, your panties and your bra, turn your phone on. Fantasy strawberries, yeah, food for thought. As I give you direction like we lost. Hickeys on your neck, cause you taken by your boss. But they closer to your chest, looking like BB marks. You know what you're missing every time we apart. I desire her kiss.
You are now tuned in to the Real Talk with Emo radio show, like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m. Tell a friend to call 646-478-3243 or to log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up with it, y'all? How y'all doing today? Thank you for stopping by. It's another Monday. You know, we knocking them down. It's the fourth season. Real Talk with Emo, just keeping it popping, you know, trying to promote easy every way that I can through the visual, the video, you know, the social network. You got to be promoting and be having, make sure your presence is there and, you know, and through the radio and whatever I can do, man, just to get my name out there. And at the same time, I never just go around thinking about myself. I always bring my people with me, you know. So, you know, I've run across some talented people in this world, you know. Just this last little weekend, I was at the MOD, the My Own Distribution. Log on to myowndistribution.com, you know, for more information about that. It's a little company that my homie Big Holla starting, and it's kind of like a, you know, a new CD baby kind of whatever, you know what I mean? But it basically, it just providing digital distribution for people that want to get their music on iTunes and Amazon and all that or whatever, whatnot. But, you know, it's a little deeper than that. I got to find out a little bit more information. I was just there to support him and help him run and organize the event or whatever. And, you know, it was real big. You know, he had a lot of big speakers that came down and talked about what they said. I got a couple video clips and stuff like that of it and audio inserts that I got. So I will be playing some more of that stuff on the show. You will see all that stuff on YouTube.com/Emo3000. And I'm going to interview my homie a little bit later, you know, probably next month or something, because I'm booked up all the way to the end of August with artists. So I ain't going to even mention no names, because, see, I want y'all to come here just to come here. That's how we do it. We don't like to falsify it. You know, I mention names every now and then at the last minute, kind of, you know, a little bit. But I don't really want to tell you who's going to be on the future shows, because something might change and I might, you know, lose that artist. So with that being said, and I got a couple good artists I want to, you know, introduce y'all to, some of my close friends or whatever that came through for me. The first artist I'm going to interview is my homegirl, Rochelle. She's an R&B singer, man. She got a beautiful voice, like an angel. You know, I done recorded her a lot of times, so I'm sitting right next to her like, wow, that's a wonderful voice she got there. You need to do something with that. And she's been doing something with it, you know what I mean? So today she's going to stop by in a minute. That's person we interview, and we're going to talk to her about what she got going on. Then I got my homeboy, 80 West. He's been doing a lot, you know, for a minute. He kind of came in the game doing his thing with Hollow Tip and the Mercenaries and things, so I've been helping him a little bit lately with his career, trying to keep that going on. He started his own little label, and he got his kids that got a group, and they call Super HK4. You know, you've probably seen some of their videos. If not, go look on my page. I did a few of those. But they've been doing their thing. You know, this is like their third CD. You know, I ain't seen some grown men get past one CD, press, printed, you know, handling 12 songs, rapping them, performing them. You know, they on their third CD right now. So, you know, they getting grown now. So we're trying to get their little kid fame on real quick before it's too late. So that we finna drop that, right? So we got a skate party going on the 30th or so. I don't got no flyer in my face or whatever. I think it's Tuesday to something like that. But the flyer you can see on my Facebook, facebook.com/emo3000, whatever, whatever. But anyway, we're going to get into that and talk to him more about what he got going on and what he's trying to do for, you know, his company or whatnot. But first of all, I'm going to go ahead and get in straight into this interview with my homegirl, Rochelle, real quick, because I know she got something to talk about. And you females out there be singing, and even, you know, the males too. If you're doing R&B, you might want to listen to what this female got to say. She got a blog going on her site and all that. But enough of me talking. I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell you more about it. Rochelle, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good?
Hi, what's happening? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on the show tonight.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted you to come through, you know, and tell, because, you know, most of the time I get rappers interested and you want to come through and do that. I like to show people that I know other kind of people, other talent too, not just rap with me. So tell everybody what your name and what you got going on and, you know, where you come from and all that.
No doubt. My name's Rochelle. I'm originally from the Bay Area. I'm holding it down here in the 916, representing for all of Cali. I'm a female R&B singer, songwriter. I'm also a creative blogger, wife, mother, activist. I mean, I got a lot on my plate, but I'm still figuring out a way every day to hold things together and keep it moving.
So, how many have you put a CD out so far? What's the name of it? You know, how many CDs you might have out? What you got going on?
No doubt. So, I put out an EP about a year and a half ago. Well, actually, it's been 2011. We're in 2013. So, 2 years ago. It's got a few songs on that. You can find that on my website. I have a website. It's diamondintherough.com. And then I put out a few singles in between there. I'm currently working on a full-length album, trying to get that finished and wrapped up. I did just drop a brand new single that'll be released on iTunes here within the next 48 hours. So, and I think you got a copy of that. I think I slid you over a copy. So hopefully we'll be able to give them a little sneak peek, you know what I'm saying?
So, which one is that?
That's Twizzlerd.
Oh, yeah, you know, I love that song, so, you know, I definitely was going to pop that on there. You know, that's one of the classics. By the way, I recorded that, you know, I put it together, I recorded your part, you know, the other dude sent their vocals and had other whatever, so she came through like, man, I got this song, I need to really do, you know, explain it. What's the name of that song and what, you know, why do you call it that? What's going on with that?
No doubt. Okay. So I was in a creative moment and me and my homeboy Raid, my other homeboy, the Stewie, Rich Raff from the Stewie Bros, we all hooked up and we just, you know, did this collaboration. And it's kind of an interesting song creation because it's got a little bit of a sample from the Looney Tunes, if y'all remember the old school Looney Tunes cartoons that used to come on. So, and I was really digging the beat when I first heard it. And the first thing that popped into my head was like, oh, man. I really feel this song. I need to do something to do with drinking. I need to let everybody know that there's a new slangology out. You know, everybody always saying I'm faded, on one, woo, woo, woo. So I came up with the terminology Twizzlerd. So now when you hit the club, you be like, dog, let's go get Twizzlerd. Or, girl, I am so in the mood to hit the bar. Let's go get Twizzlerd. So that's where I come up with that whole creative vibe right there and put that together and called you up right away. It was like, hey, I got this. It's real cool. You know, I want to work on it and try to get it out as soon as possible. And you did your thing and we made that happen. So thank you very much for making that a possibility, for making that vision come to life.
That's what's up. I like when people come to me and do songs and then take them further than just doing them with me. That's why I'm proud of it, because, you know, you did that with a few songs, like the Raider song. You know, tell everybody about what you had going on with the Raider situation. You was trying, you know, how it came about. Because I remember the beginning and how you came up the idea and how you pitched it and you took it from nothing to something. So I just really wanted you to explain that to people because, you know, some people don't understand that you can turn nothing into something.
No doubt. Okay, so, you know, me and my husband were avid Raider fans and stuff, so, you know, and I actually was on the first CD as another song titled Haters, but, I mean, literally was just sitting here listening to the beat, came across it blankly on my hard drive, bumped it through, and just started singing lyrics, just started really feeling it, started then writing them down. My husband started bobbing, we started getting real excited and juiced, you know, like, wow, this is exciting, we got to do this. So what we did is we went ahead and took a chance, remixed my own song, made it into a Raiders song, Raiders anthem for the Raider Nation to represent, you know, our fanhood of being part of the black and silver. And I went ahead and I just put that on YouTube like a week before we took off to a trip out of town, came back, and that thing was over like 100,000 views. I know I remember calling you like, whoa, did you see that? That's crazy. I got in touch with a few people, and I'll actually be performing that out there in Oakland a few times this year. So I'm real blessed to be able to do that and be able to show, you know, our love for the Raider Nation and feel that reception of love coming back. You know what I mean? It's just an ultimate connection right there in that song. You can just feel the connection, the energy, the positive vibe on it. You know what I'm saying? So really, really was exciting to drop that.
Well, yeah, that's why I brought that up to say, you know, it just showed people that even if your name ain't all that super big or whatever, you still, when you do this with your heart and you really put that soul in it, little things come up. You can still be, you know, doing little things for your career and it'll give you that, you know, that little bit of push. So, I mean, but
yeah.
Who are your inspirations in the music? Like, you know, what makes you, like, want to sing? Like, what inspires you?
Man, okay. Are we talking like musical inspirations? Are we talking just
all
inspirations
of everything,
in general?
You know,
okay,
outside
everything.
Of music is what we like to talk about too. So even if it's something outside of that, that's cool too.
Yeah.
But whatever inspires you.
Well, I originally was inspired to start picking up my pen and really putting it to good use as a teenager, you know, teeny bopper or whatever. I started writing music. Didn't do nothing with it, just wrote a bunch of music. Then started really putting it to music just a few years ago, probably hit the game about 6 years ago, and really started doing collabs with people. People were like, hey, this is good work, you know. And that inspired me to go further, to motivate myself, to really put the time and the energy into it. And then, you know, life, just my kids, what I've been through, how I interceive life, how I view things, my perspective, I put that all into my work. Every single ounce of it so that people can see, hey, you know, maybe we are in this kind of a situation, but there's a better way to intercept this, or there's maybe you relate to it that way, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my motivation, is to kind of be the voice for everyone that's listening, you know what I'm saying? So that was that. But as far as musical inspirations, man, there's really too many to list, but I mean, I would have to say my top two or three would be Rochelle Pharrell and Tina Marie and then Mariah Carey. So, yeah, those are the ladies right there.
That's what's up. That's why you sound like you're inspired by some powerful women. So those are good. Y'all hear those names. So when you hear Rochelle, you remember the inspiration she said, and you'll see the power in her voice or whatnot. So, I mean, but what are your ultimate goals? Like, you plan to have two albums out, or you want to get a record company to the end, or what are your ultimate goals to try to turn this music into?
Right. Well, my ultimate goal is, I'm not really sweating if I get signed, because there's a lot of lingo and contract mumbo-jumbo I really wouldn't want to deal with, to be honest. So I'm kind of okay with being indie as long as I can feed my family and handle my business. You know, I'm okay with that. I'm not looking to get a $1 million contract and a woo-woo advancement and owe so many records over the long span. But what I am trying to do is I'd like to have a Grammy under my belt. So I'm working really hard to get an album. I'd like to be able to have at least two songs off of one album, get a Grammy, make the top Billboard, you know, that's the ultimate goal. The next goal is to have a song licensed in a motion film. And then I'm also striding to release a self-written book on being independent, being a woman, you know, surviving in the game. So those are my top three goals that I'm striding for at this current moment.
Those are beautiful. Those are beautiful goals. And outside of music, you know, you said you're a mommy. You mentioned that, like, what do you do, like, in your mommy world outside of music? Like, I like to hear the realness of people, not just like this, some old, this same format,
behind,
or, you know, whatever.
Behind the desk, recording
what do you
day
like
to
Yeah. Like, you got, like,
yeah,
outside of the music, what else do you like to do?
Right. No, my real life. I'm a mommy of four, so I'm pushing really hard. I got a lot of mouths to feed, a lot of people to take care of. I'm a wife. I have a loving husband that supports me. I'm very fortunate to have that, and for my family to be a part of all of this movement. I'm also, like I mentioned before, I create a blogger. So that's how I make some ends on the side. So I do some blogging. I do some ghostwriting. So definitely check out the website. Again, that's diamondintherough.com. You know, I got some prices up there. If you need some business bio or product review or whatever, you know, I can got your back. Just holler at me. Aside from that, I like gardening, walks on the beach. I mean, pretty much, you know, your basic family stuff. I love hanging out with the family, barbecuing. So, I mean, it's pretty laid back. I don't have any intricate stories to tell, you know, like, oh, I do this and do that, and, you know, I
that's cool, because you showed us that you can have a family of four, you can have a husband that supports your music, and that can exist. That's kind of like why I wanted to ask that question, and it came out naturally. That's all I wanted to hear, is to show people that it don't have to be this fantasy, and that everybody don't have to be with a family and cheating on each other and doing all, you know what I mean? Y'all got a nice little unit over there, and y'all supporting that, so that's cool.
Yeah, and that's kind of what the book will be about, too. I already started writing. I got a few chapters down, but it's going to talk about that, too. There'll be a lot of topics portraying back to, you know, what it's like staying in your lane, staying focused on what you got to do, and quit worrying about all the bullshit on the outside world and the media, you know, because they like to turn things around and make things look ugly. Even for independent artists, there's people talking. You got haters at every corner, so you just really got to stay focused and know what your goals are.
That's right, and you sound focused. You list goals. You got a website, you know, you didn't put out CDs, I've seen it, you did your own little artwork on your own stuff, you are really trying to get something going for your kids, and that's why I wanted you to come and, you know, voice your word or whatever you had to say. So before we had to get up out of here, because I'm going to play this song before I move on to the next interview or whatever, give everybody, you said your websites a few times, if you can say it again if you have to. Your YouTube, all that, whatever you can say right now, just go ahead and give us all the information in case we want to check you out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you could definitely holler at me. It's diamondintherough.com. I'll spell that out for y'all. It's diamondintherough.com. You can find a lot of information there, pricing. I got some blogs up on there. You guys can definitely hook up with that. You can join the Bling Team, which is the fan base, to stay really connected and really be a part of what's happening in my movement as I grow, be a part of that. You can holler at me on all the social networks. It's @Michelle009. So definitely let's stay connected, holler at me, and thanks for having me on the show, Emo. Appreciate it.
Say that number again, my bad.
Oh, okay. It's Rochelle, it's @Rochelle009 for all the social. That's YouTube, Facebook, all that stuff. So
okay,
Instagram,
all that
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, my bad. But I appreciate you.
And then I
appreciate
you for having me on the show.
Yeah, anytime, man. If you got something, the new album coming out or something you want to talk about, just come through, whatever. If I see the button push, I'll be like, I'll answer the phone. You're like, hey, this is Michelle. I just wanted to step in real quick and let you know, whatever. Just stop by. This is home. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. Appreciate that love.
All right, well, I'm finna slap this song, and, you know, I appreciate you coming, Shell. I really do.
No, thank you for having me. It was a blessing.
All right, y'all. That was my whole girl, Rochelle. I'm finna slap this song, boy, right quick so you can hear how she get down. And this is one of the mellow songs. This, she ain't really giving you her voice on here too much, but she, you know, she can do it all. So when you go check her out, you will see what I'm talking about.
We're getting twisted in the building, sipping on a Captain Momo like what it do. Got Raid in the building, got my homegirl Rochelle in the building, and a homeboy Rich Rap of the Stewie Bros. What it does it, motherfuckers? Twist blood, what? Yeah.
Dare lose control, please know that everything you order will be on a tap before you go. Oh, just to let you know, I can bring anything you want to drink, sweetie. So what will it be? Maybe I'll have a hummer, mama, kamikaze, X-ray, a little cognac. No, wait, forget about that. Maybe you could just throw me up on a Scooby snack.
Like baby Huey, sipping, getting drunk with Ray B. Doing, sipping up a cup and the place keep moving. I don't even know if I'ma be leaving with a hoe. I'll probably be sleeping on the floor and feeling like. But anyway, I'm stunting. Everybody know me, know I'm always sipping something. Whether it's a bottle or a cup that I be cuffing. Even with the weight of the world, I still brush them. Face all red like I'm blushing. Want it, buy it, tip it, try it, sip it, like it, repeat it and recycle it. It's nothing to be afraid of, so get up and order five of them. I'm telling you, man.
Up in the morning, like, what the fuck happened? In and out the traffic, beating the back, slapping. Ugly in the mud, and in the beauty pageant, like, I like them hella ratchet. So rock and roll when we cognac macking. Turn up the bass to the beat, be blapping. I'm with the snow bunny, no silly rabbit. Off top, off the rip, I get ripped and I'll swig a whole fifth with your punk rock bitch. A heme ding heme with a fine prize breeder. A forward ad oil and a Sprite 2 liter. Hello, twisted like a braid. Faded like a fade. Drinking on Patron and lemonade. Then they get a play away. Stewie.
Carpet hopping out the road, paparazzi playing tag everywhere I go. Oh, and don't forget more money, more problems with everybody you know expecting you to solve them. Because my ice is Ray Charles and never cloudy, so blinding. Got my scope on the haters that wanna gag and bind me. Get your finger on the trigger for them snails so slimy. Don't forget I'm from the hood, me and my bitches real grimy. Success supposed to be true bliss. Now I'm surrounded with the fakers giving me the Judas kiss. Real shit, my game heavy, too thick to be infiltrated. I'ma keep spitting STDs, you should've masturbated. I'm the dean of this here being graduated with a degree in success on either double or hate. Shit,
hell to the king and love.
Oh, nah.
Protect us from the people. Hell to the king.
Hard on the line, got the haters time nine. That means I'm superb on my grind, my relation third time. Yeah, you bitches better get your mouths up. Fly high, my nose stay up. 10 toes down, stay studio bound. Freak every track, Tupac, I get around. Second to none, toast your buns. I rule the world. What up, son? I DMC after you run. This success life is trill, so real it can kill the weakest link. Success is favorite meal. See, I'm inhaling the smoke and Windex and mirror. Crystal ball couldn't get more clearer. Thought my foes were distant, but sadly they nearer. Yelling all my failures, not all my success, no cheer. Why should I apologize for climbing the high rise? Eating Georgia Weezy pie, no more wrong. All right.
Hail to the king and love.
Oh, nah.
May it protect us from the terrible. Hail to the king. May it protect us from being
evil.
If you need graphic design, video production, studio production, mixing and mastering, whatever, man, hit your boy up. I guarantee you I'll make sure you cool. Music videos, all that, man. I try to cut a good deal just to make sure we look good as we should. So, I mean, if you need that, just get at your boy at emo3000@gmail.com. You can also call 916-678-0847. One love.
Yeah, what's up with it? You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be, man, every Monday, 10 p.m., because I'm going to keep it popping for you. Already got people requesting to be interviewed, to be on the show, and I'm like, man, I got to push you back, all the way back, all the way back, because we already booked up to the end of August right now. So, you know, I'm going to be bringing some interesting people through here, some people you might know, some people you might not know, but that's my job, is to make sure you get to know them. You know how we do it. So, yeah, I want to send a shout-out to my homegirl, Rochelle, for stopping by and giving us that information on how she do her thing as a female in the game. You know what I mean? She's an R&B artist, a vocalist, you know, a blogger, you know, a mother, a wife. She got a husband and stuff, you know, so she doing a lot and still trying to keep this going. So that's the whole thing, man. We all kind of, like, doing a lot and still trying to – everybody I know – outside of the music that they're trying to build or whatever they're doing, a lot of other stuff. So it's kind of hard for us to just focus on just the music and just become the people we really could be, because really you got to devote some of your time to your real life. So with that being said, I'm going to get on to my next interview. My homie 80 West going to slide through right quick and tell us what's popping with what he got going on, man, because Y'all might not know about 80 West, but that's what we're going to do today. We're going to let y'all know a little bit about 80 West, you know what I mean? So, hold on, 80, is you there? What's up, 80, you there? 80. 80 West, you on the line? Well, I thought that was his number. I need to go see what's popping with it. I'm pretty sure he's on the line, but now this be happening. But with that being said, it's good. It's never nothing because I got music prepared to go ahead and slap while I figure this out. You know how we do it. My.
And a couple bars, all the way turned up, going full thigh, turbo, never slow, dipping through the hood with your hoe, Ocho, Cinco, two links bright, filled with the bow, infantry man, grab some more trout, head rainbow, grab a couple more, I'm finna go in the kids, stay fucking with it, out my body, past my limit, running hunters to the mob, nigga, you can get it, had a thing on my waist, size of a midget. Show you how to go get it. Fly nigga in a coochie in a true religion. Up all night, rumbling like a cell phone. Ain't no secret to the shit the kids say.
I'm never gonna stop, boy. I'm on the full tank. I'm high as a sky, yeah, I'm in the full tank. All Frank in the touch, boy. I'm on the full tank. I'm so damn high, yeah, it's hard for me to think. I'm floating, floating. You won't hear, I'm on F, now I'm way past F. I'm floating, floating. You won't hear, I'm on F, now I'm way past F.
Cyclops eyes, I'm dehydrated, my mouth so dry. Pass me some agua, then pass that bye-bye. Dark green bottle, it don't rap, but it's Remy, my. You bitches know my rap, you squat. Toe up, go get my dough up, my moolah. It's true, huh? It's Calipari lit now. This Mac Town, NS, SMG band. Back down, before I paint your face clam. They call me Handgun E, that nigga no name. I'm sucker free E with a money pack. All hustle, no jacket, but they jack my staff. Sit down fast and watch what happens. Rambo action, no action, Jackson. I swear on this alcohol, whole damn gallon. No don't talk, I walk, what I talk was happening.
I'm never gonna stop, boy, I'm on the full tank. I'm high as a sky, yeah, I'm in the full tank. All Frank in the touch, boy, I'm on the full tank. I'm so damn high, yeah, it's hard for me to think. I'm floating, floating. You won't hear, I'm on F, now I'm way past F. I'm floating, floating. You won't hear, I'm on F, now I'm way past F.
I stay on like a bad kid's nightlight. I ain't never gonna stop, I stay on the high. 2 in the morning, geeked up at the light. Happy juice and acid, damn, got me feeling right. A few more pills. And that's all flight. Going hard like Waka Flocka in a pit tonight. I'm floating, sitting high on 22. So damn high, I don't know what to do. 30 dick in a chop, knock you out your shoes. No shooting in the air when I cycle. Knock your shit down on sight when I cycle. On bitches, on mamas, you can get it too. Never on E, I stay on full. Up all night with the wolves and the goons. Ain't no secret, y'all know I rep this hood shit. And ain't no secret, y'all know the kids stay lit.
I'm never gonna stop, boy. I'm on the full tank. I'm high as a sky, yeah, I'm in the full tank. All Frank in the touch, boy, I'm on the full tank. I'm so damn high, yeah, it's hard for me to think. I'm floating, floating. You won't hear, I'm on F, now I'm way past F. I'm floating, floating. You won't hear, I'm on F, now I'm way past F.
Right there, I'm over here bobbing like what? Yeah, that's how we was at the Sugar Shack last Sunday, man. Y'all, I'm telling you, man, we've been having a good time at the Sugar Shack. Every now we're gonna get to all of y'all, whoever that's just fiending to get to the shack. They like inboxing me and, man, how can we get to the shack? I'm like, hold on, man, hold on. But now, shout out to everybody that slid through, you know what I mean? The Gatlin. Who else was there? Celsius, you know, we're going to have them all on the show, you know what I mean? D-Boy was in there, Peter Parker, you know what I mean? DJ Jack was in the building, 8-Ball Letitian was in the building. Shout out to Brown Sugar for letting us get down. Miss Callie took this nice little Mexican food, something, man, I don't know. It was good, though, you know what I mean? So, I found my homie 80 West, and we're going to see what's up with my partner real quick and let him tell y'all what's going on with him. He should be on the line in 1 second. What's up with it, 80? You there? 80, what's happening? You there? He said he was there. He pressed 1 and all that, but I can't hear him on the line at all. 80 West, are you there? I pushed it. I see your number right there, but damn, I really need 80 West to talk about the skate event we got going on. So, you know, and plus all the music he got going on. We've been cooking up music over the last little, you know, shit, a couple years. You've been seeing all the mixtapes drop, all the 80 West mixtapes and 80 West videos I've been doing and whatnot. But, you know, I'm just trying to get him. 80 West, you there? Press that one, man. The lines lit up. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're here to hear about what's going on with 80 West. It's all good, though. You know how we do it, though. We're going to keep it slapping. I'm going to figure out what's going on, man. You know how we do it, man. Stay tuned. Real talk with Emo. We live, so this happens. I didn't record this and put it together early.
I come from Sacramento, and y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, nigga. Y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, Mento. Y'all niggas don't really want it, want it, want it. I come from Sacramento, Mento. Y'all niggas don't really want it, want it, want it. I come from Sacramento. Y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, and y'all niggas don't really want it. Finna eat it alive though. Going toe to toe with my torture soul, trying to find a way for me to torture mode. Gonna gather my dollars and try to save your problems inside a rental Bugatti that's got the marble floors. My name is Charlie Muscle, touching Sacramento. I'm rocking independent, setting the differential with her for Flame-O. Opposition crazy men with December cold, rapper that's stolen out popsicles. Know that I'm probably hotter than soda in summer temperatures. Waiting on my impetus, it's only the beginning, bro. Be careful on how you talk. I'ma come and pick you up and dump the harvest carcass in the flatbed of a rental truck. Handing over earth, Russell's representative, a broken man, gonna try to propagate it. It's intimate, my sentiments to get it in. If you're not talking money, sorry, pounding, you're just a cup in the wind. So tell me what you wanna know. Wanna know why I'm smoking how I'm turning the in the leather coat and still be living hella broke. Because my mama had always told me stay away from these niggas that are federal unless it's about your federals. So now I'm sitting on a pedestal waiting for the spaceship to come around and get me broke. Until then I'll be like a dope posted in a war with my medic flow smoking on these medicals. I'm still smoking. I'm still rocking. Technician, check me out when I pull in my pistol. I'm cocky, still rotten, still rocky for Sacramento, what had raised me. And these niggas off in your street still fake as fuck and still can't face me.
I come from Sacramento. Y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento. Y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento. Y'all niggas don't really want it. Want it. I come from Sacramento. And y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento. And y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento. And y'all niggas don't really want it. Want it.
My face to face with my anger face. I'm still heavy medicating, trying to concentrate. I got a barrel to my brain and not a dollar to my name. And so I gotta take the blame on how my conscience stays. I'm still serious about my million bucks. If we live in hell, well, then if we trust. But I'ma dip my scale until my pockets swell like it's a million whales on top of party bus. I entered the game with the reality is man. Phantom of the opera shooting choppers as he laughed. Pull a rabbit out the hat and dip the particles in gas. Set it on fire like watching matches on the dry grass. Niggas want that? Come and make contact. Making you back from taking your contract. I'm leaving you so sad from calling them hoe bags. Hoe tag all you niggas and leaving your parents. Upset. I'm putting my individual talents to the test. Busting on syllables like a pilot poet tech. Cut wrist, yellow wood, brother, legit even sex. When the strength gets a drip and I'm leaving you niggas wet. So what's happening? Charlie never been a bitch. Charlie is a nigga, you calling up for a hit. Charlie don't pop a molly, cause Charlie's body is rich. So you probably be finding Charlie with guys burning his dip. But they went for fists, they both done for skid. Is a challenge to go against you when the switch is lit. So I ball my fist and hope to split your lip and twist the cerebellum into a pick your fist. Not switching shit until I graze your chin with a fully loaded Beretta and a taser clip. Erase your face and waste the hate that lives inside to save the patience. Call the 916, it's Charlie Musk.
And it's begun.
Okay. We're going to try this again, man. You know how we do it. 80 West, you there?
Yo.
Yeah. I knew it was going to work this time, motherfucker. Three times a charm. What's up with you, brother? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know me, man. Just chilling, man. Trying to get a break in, man, from all this work.
Yeah, though, man. I mean, so, you know, for the people that might be new to it and they hear the 80 West or whatnot, they like, what's that? Who is that? Woo, why, woo, wham. Tell everybody who you is, man, where you come from, what you've been doing out here in the game.
Oh, man, you know, 80 West, man, straight from North Hollis, California, man. We out here representing that 916 thing, man. We've been out here working, man, staying on it. You know, trying to keep Sactown lit, put us back on the map the right way. You know, we ain't been getting our appropriate dues, so, you know, it's time for us to get on out here and make this thing work. I've been out here, man, rocking, man, since like the mid-90s, early 90s, man. Been out here, you know, touching these soils, man, trying to make it happen. And, you know, now we're doing this Elite Media thing, man, Paystyle. You know, we rocking together, putting out our artists, man, and campaigning. So I got, you know, I'll be back-to-back on these projects, man. I got the that fresh Super HK 4 coming out. They having the record release party tomorrow at the rink, at the old King Skate out there in Rancho Cordova. They're going to be doing that from 6 to 8. This is their third project right here. These are my youngsters, man. They've been out there rocking. So, you know, we're trying to bring it back from the youth and let them know how it's really happening out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, though. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was mentioning to him. So, you know, tell us more about the event, like how much it costs, what they got going on, what is it more about?
Okay, so what they got going on is it's their record release party / skate party, you know what I mean, video shoot, the whole nine. It's $5 a head to get in. It's at 2700 Bradshaw Road at the rink. So from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow evening, man. Y'all, it's an all-ages event. So, you know, you can bring the kids. You can bring Granny out there. Granny can have a good time. You can bring your auntie. You know what I mean? Bring everybody on out and have a good time. They're going to be rocking out there. And all the kids that get in are in the video. So it's going to be a good look for Sacramento, man. It's about time we start, you know, bringing people together, man, and on some positive stuff. And, you know, showing them we out here, everybody working together, man. It ain't all that nonsense that they be hearing about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So what you in the lab cooking up? I know you in there. I seen some stuff the other day where B Nitty was like, I'm in the lab with cousin. Like, I'm like, he over there cooking up. What you got going on, man?
Oh man, you know, we stay working, man. We just did that. Me and Tycoon just dropped that Arrogant Hustling, the first Arrogant Hustling, and then we got the Arrogant Hustling Volume 2 coming out. That's with me, Tycoon, and the boy Low Key Smoking. Shout out to Low Key Smoking. And then me and Binetti working on that Bar Your Beezy, you know what I'm talking about? That's coming out, too. We back-to-back with them, man. We try to drop, like, 2 a month on these cats, man, and, you know, show them it's all gas, no brakes out here, 25-8, you know? You know how we do that 25-8 life, man? You know how it is? You know, we try to keep rolling, but Binetti slid through from, he came out here from the town, and, you know, we had to get on it. So we was out here, man, on, like, a 48-hour making it happen, you know what I'm talking about? To get in there and make it happen. So shout out to B Nutty, Nutty Boys. That's my family out there from the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? And then the Tycoon. That's my cousin too. He's from out there in the city, man. Out there, in the, you know, another Bay boy. You know, I got relatives all over from the 916 to the town to the city. You know what I'm talking about? All across these little states here, man. It's going down. Tycoon fresh off the freeway, man. He just brought the CDs out here. He came straight from the town. He fresh off the way. I'm telling you, like, no less than an hour ago with a box or 2 of these good CDs for Super HK4. So shout out to the Tycoon. That's my rally right there. And we out here
rocking.
So
tell them more about, you know, who everybody always asks me, what is Super HK4? Who is that? Whatever. Break down that a little bit more about what the group is, who it is, why you put it together, and what's going on, what you're trying to do with it.
Super HK4, them is my little ones, them is my kids right there. Super HK4 stands for Super Hunter Kids 4. It's 4 of them. They all rocking, you know, with the last name, you know, representing for the family. My daughter's the oldest, that's Cachet. She's 14. And then we got LO to the LO. And then he's 13. And then Sean the Beast, he's 13. And then we got Golden Boy, he 11. That's the youngster. He's the youngest one on there. And them is my youngsters, man, you know. Everybody got a little something different to pass down to theirs, you know. Some people have a tow truck company. Some people have a landscaping company. You know, we do music and we do that ball. So, you know, if that's what I got to show them, I'm going to bring them out here and make sure they represent the right way. you know, it's all positive music too. I know people think they, you know, they see the little youngsters and what they out there doing now. My kids do all positive music, you know, they do encouraging music. They don't do no, you know, no gangster rap on there trying to be growner than what they is. You know, they kids stand in the kids' place, but they making something positive happen. And I'm just trying to show them other things out here than, you know, the stuff they see out here, you know.
That's exactly what I wanted the people to hear, man, because, you know, we getting older in the game, and, you know, me and you, we always talk about how we got to CEO this shit and do, you know, pass the torch down and whatnot, and it's working, man, because a lot of people is really paying attention to the Super HK4, so I'm proud of what we did so far with them, man. Just keep on rocking, man.
Oh, yeah, off time, man. It wouldn't be even possible without Emo, man. I'm telling y'all, man, come. Come mess with Uncle Emo, man. He's going to have y'all right, man. I'm telling you. Uncle, have everybody out there right. Come mess with him, man. I'm telling you, man. All them beats, all that, everything you be seeing, all them mixings and all the videos and all the artwork and all the mastering and all that, it's all Emo, man. Face that, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Come out there and get your stuff done right, man. Get touched up real good, man.
Yeah, though. You heard what he said, though. With that being said, man, you know, I just wanted to say, for you to stop by, bro, and tell them what was going on with that, you know what I mean? Anything you want to say before you get up out of here, tell them how to contact you, your little Twitter, whatever, your Facebook, whatever you got out there, however they can get at you. Anything you want to talk about, you got coming up, let them know.
Man, y'all can hit me up on the Facebook, Elite Media Group, EMG, you know what it is. Check out Super HK4, Facebook, Super HK4. Right now I'm pushing the Super HK4. That's really what we out here doing right now, man. I want to see them shine right now. But you can also Google 80 West, whatever you want to Google it up. I got projects dropping back to back. I'm telling you, we dropping them, you know, we trying to do two a month. You know what I'm saying? And we out here rocking, man. So just check something out. Shout out to the fam. You know, we out here rocking, man. Y'all come out tomorrow, man. Bring them kids out tomorrow, man. You know, y'all ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, tell them that info again one more time.
It's Tuesday.
Where's located?
2700 Bradshaw Road, Rancho Cordova, 6 to 8 p.m. at the rink. That's the old King's Gate. Y'all know where it's at. Man, we used to do the sock hop back in the day. Roll bounce, I'm telling you. They know where it's at. They know exactly where it's at, man. Come out there. Bring, like I said, bring auntie, bring granny, bring everybody out there because it's an all-ages event. We're going to have a good time out there and have a positive experience.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you, Eddie. I'm going to let you get on up out of here, man. I'm going to play this good music and let them know how you shaking the town and all that. But now, you know, I appreciate you, my nigga. I'll be seeing you soon.
Somebody want to say something to you real quick. Say what's up to E real quick.
What's up, Emo?
What's up, E?
What's up, E?
You know they out here, man. They out here rocking.
Right there.
Yeah, you know they out there rocking, man. It was like, we got to holler at Huck real quick, man. You know it's all love, man.
Yeah. Yeah, tell him I'll see him tomorrow, though. We getting down.
It's all good.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you, bro. Be safe, and I'll see you tomorrow at the rink.
Anytime. It's all gravy.
All right, man. Yeah, that was my homeboy, Eddie West, right there, you know what I mean? And like he said, man, this event tomorrow we having, it's $5. I don't be understanding why people be doing all this talking and, let me know when you got something else going on and blah, blah. We let y'all know, and then you say it's an excuse. It's too late. Or we've been promoting this for a minute, whatnot. The kids been out there selling their CDs, passing out the CD, the flyers and stuff, promoting and stuff. So, I mean, I'm just asking y'all to do me that favor. If you're listening and you got kids and you're not doing nothing tomorrow from 6 to 8, slide through the little cow skate out there. It's right off of Bradshaw exit out there by the drive-in out there in the East Sacramento. $5. You're going to have a good time. Your kids going to skate. They're going to get to see a performance. We got CDs that we're going to be, you know, selling or whatnot on there, too. So, I mean, $5, man. Your kids can come have a good time and be in a music video. You feel me? And no vulgar music video that we disrespecting or doing nothing like that. This is the kids' video. We want the kids to look nice and be full, man. So, yeah, I'm going to post that on my Facebook, you know what I mean, facebook.com/emo916. You will see that if you haven't seen it. You will see the Super HK flyer over the next day or so, because that's tomorrow. I'll be doing so much and so much be going on. I didn't even realize Tuesday. It's tomorrow, and it's going down. So, you know, slide through, man. Get on camera. Get your kids famous or something like that. You know how we do it. With that being said, I'm going to slap some of this music and keep it going.
All I know is getting bills, all I know is getting money, all I know is flipping pussy to make my fatty go gummy. All I know is about the streets, what you know about that honey. All I know is I get it and they looking to take it from me. All I know is about that dope, all I know is candy paint. All I know is your man loading these racks up in my bank. All I know is all I know, what you know about that money. All I know is I get it and they looking to take it from me.
All I know is get money, do it real dummy, keep 4 fifths on me. Niggas ain't knowing why I stay so glummy. Dark face, cuz tune the world out to get money. Dumb around the clock, give a fuck about a wardrobe. I'd rather toss a couple dollars on hoe clothes so she can walk a couple blocks and bring more dough. Mercenary niggas spit like a chrome on foe. You niggas is dope nose, talking to the po-po's. Fuck with my money, wake niggas up like a no-do. Guap, get a left fitter, give me 9 ounces of salt, get a hard swill, nigga. Trip with RC, you get the whole 10 fingers. If you try 2 hammers, I'll let the chop on you ring ya. Money by the tons, been invested in stocks and bonds. Nigga, that's all I know.
All I know is getting bills, all I know is getting money. All I know is flipping pussy to make my fatty go gummy. All I know is about the streets, what you know about that honey. All I know is I get it and they looking to take it from me. All I know is about that dope, all I know is candy paint. All I know is your man loading these racks up in my bank. All I know is all I know, what you know about that money. All I know is I get it and they looking to take it from me.
Yo, money is the motive. If you seen the video, you know I'm so explosive. Stay fresher than a motherfucker, ready for my close-up. Smoking loud in the crowd, yo, somebody roll up. Haters getting mad when they heard that girl chose up. Took her to the Ave and I showed her where to post up. Plus we posting ads out from Sac to Santa Rosa. Finna make a stop in Vegas on the way to Arizona. Just got a money gram from this cat out in Dakota. He bought 3 verses from me, now I got the block sold up. They got a show and an extra 2 grand if I show up. You know what I'ma do, so I told him Sac to go up. I'm back on the interstate, fast lane, get it straight. Time is money, so you know I never be a minute late. Everybody eating, go and grab another dinner plate. After this track, I'm finna go and blaze another eight.
All I know is getting bills, all I know is getting money. All I know is flipping pussy to make my fatty go gummy. All I know is about the streets, what you know about that honey. All I know is I get it and they looking to take it from me. All I know is about that dope, all I know is candy paint. All I know is your man loading these racks up in my bank. All I know is all I know, what you know about that money. All I know is I get it and they looking to take it from me.
Money long, nigga, look how I'm trailblazing. Blue niggas on my bumper, man, they tailgating. Got massive dark on the pallets by the scale waiting. You niggas fake, sitting on the sideline hating. I'm remarkable, niggas can't tell me shit. Beat the brakes off a nigga till they call it quits. Got the bitch waiting for me, yeah, she hella thick. Her occupation sucking dick, and she works for tips. Got it locked, so niggas nervous when I spit. Money getting low, time to take another trip. High coming down, roll up another zip. Mercenary gang, yeah boy, I'm with the shit. She never met a rough nigga that was so slick. Yeah, nigga well fit, but he's so sick. Abigail rolling with me, that's my whole bitch. I'm an arrogant hustler, nigga, know this. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, what's up? Just wanted to make sure y'all knew all my social network contacts. If you're on Facebook, search Emo916. That's EMOE916. Or follow me on Twitter at Emo3000. That's EMOE3000. You can also find me on Instagram at Emo3000. You can also search YouTube for Emo TV or Emo3000. Anywhere you go on the net, you can find your boy Emo. If not, the easiest way to find me is just to go to Google and type in E-M-O-E, and everywhere I'm located will pop up. If you want to send your music to get played on the show, email me your songs in MP3 format to
emoe3000@gmail.com, and I get them on air as soon as possible. Make sure your songs are mixed and edited correctly, or I'm sorry, I won't be able to play them. But other than that, it's all good. Let's get it.
Take in the summer. ride with anything's possible, but nothing's for show. Your smile's worth a million bucks, and girl, I'm feeling your flow. I can't lie, I'm so addicted to your beautiful glow. Let me find out your love going to Vegas. First class flight, 5-star accommodation, and we can get our money on. And I'ma love you long. Give you the key to me, corazón. Turn your house into a home. Then hit the Galleria, go out for margaritas. Rockstar sweetest, zaza for the non-believers. Let's stick in the whole plot. The question ain't why, baby, who is why not?
If you need graphic design, video production, studio production, mixing and mastering, whatever, man, hit your boy up. I guarantee you I'll make sure you cool. Music videos, all that, man. I try to cut a good deal just to make sure we look good as we should. So, I mean, if you need that, just get at your boy at emo3000@gmail.com. You can also call 916-678-0847. One love.
Yeah, what's up with it, man? I just wanted to say I appreciate everybody that stopped by, you know, and listened to us today. That was my homegirl, Rochelle, and Baby Bash. That song that just went off, we recorded that at the house, too, you know what I mean? Damn near everything, you know. Might as well start with what I already got in my access to. These people come right through my hands, you know what I mean? So it's like, why not start right there and get them a little promotion? They come through, spend a little money with me, put some money in my pocket every now and then. So my thing is to, you know, turn that around and help expose everybody a little bit more. So you might not knew them before you called today, but today you know. Before you tuned in online, but today you know them. You might not know them before you listen to the archive later, because, you know, a lot of people don't tune in like they want to, like they should. And then they go back and listen to the archives later. So, you know, you might not catch the show today. You might be listening to this later. All I'm trying to do is just show my people, you know, everybody what we got going on down here in Sacramento. It's not just Sacramento. You know, like last week I had my homie Prez, President Beta from Chicago on the line. And, I got a lot of stuff lined up. I ain't going to mention no names. I'm going to just let y'all know I got a nice lineup for y'all over the next couple of weeks, you know what I mean, to the end of August so far already. So, you know, I just wanted to send a shout-out to my homie 80 West. Shout-out to the homegirl Rochelle. Keep on doing y'all thing. And, you know, stay tuned, man. You know what we do. Keep it rocking for about at least, shit, I think I got 5-10 minutes left on there. You know what I mean? Other than that, I'm going to shut the door at 11:30 today because I'm hungry, tired, sleepy. I've been going from one thing to the next, man. I mean, probably since the last time I talked to y'all last Monday, I've been going from, okay, now I got to get up to y'all. I got to do homework. Okay, now I got to finish this CD cover. All right, dang, now I got to go shoot this video. All right, now I got to go do this photo shoot. Oh, dang, now I got to go edit the photos and stuff. All right, now I got to go edit this video. Shit, I got to sleep for a minute. Damn, that ain't long enough. Got to get up, go open the shop. You know what I mean? So I just been on the go like a motherfucker, man. I pushed myself to do yesterday at the Sugar Shack, and it was a good time. I'm pushing myself to do this show tonight. I push myself really to do everything because I don't like to let being tired be my excuse because, I mean, you only live once. You ain't got two lives. You can't wait till you're not tired and do things. So, you know, right now, I just keep on working. You know I'll get that day where I can just sleep, take a trip or whatever. But now, until then, you know what it is. It's Real Talk with Emo, man. I appreciate everybody that called in. The lines was lit up tonight. Even more than they was last week, even more than they was before. So I see the growth. I really appreciate everybody that be asking me, can they be on the show, sending me songs, how can they get interviews. It just shows me that it's working, that, you know, people are gravitating to what Emo has to say and what I'm trying to do. You know, it just shows me that my job, my hard work is paying off. I wouldn't be coming here doing this show every Monday for an hour and a half if I didn't feel it was worth it. So, believe me, people out there hearing what's going on, you know what I mean? So, if I hit you up for an interview or whatever, and I tell you to do, like, send me some stuff or whatever, just do that, handle that, and I make sure that, you know, I let you tell the world what's going on. Because, believe me, people are listening to this show around the world, you know what I mean? If they don't, if the line is lit up right now way bigger than it was last week. So, that's just the people who call in on the cell phones. Then we got people that listen to it online through just, you know, the internet site. So then you got people that listen to the archives after the day. So, you know, for the rest of their life, that archive episode will be available on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/streetradio. So, oh, yeah, man, let me send a shout-out to my streetsradio.com family. You know what I mean? Shout-out to Tazzy and all the other DJs on the show. You know, I appreciate you for having me. All this long task, you know what I mean? So every time I take a break and come back, she just like, okay, that's cool. Go ahead, do what you got to do. Let me know whenever you ready want to come back. The door's open. So I'm still here. This is my fourth season. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it going, see if we can make 5, 10, 6, you know what I mean? So I got we got 4 seasons of the Sugar Shack already. I mean, 4 episodes. This is like the first season. It's probably going to end at the end of the summer when it start raining and getting funny looking or whatever. But we're going to shoot as much as we can before I start editing and showing y'all what's going on. I got a little trailer I probably put out right now. You know, shout out to my Sugar Shack family. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Smoke Gang. We was in the building last night blazing. It's a trip. Like, sometimes I just be, like, rushing so much I can't get to this point or that point. And I walk in the house not prepared with as much tree that I would like to be bringing to the party. And I'm like, dang, I couldn't get over there and get over there. I got to pull the camera out to film everything, so I can't leave and go, you know. So glad everybody else came in with some smoke. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody at the Shack, though, man. The food was lovely. I appreciate everybody coming through. All the lovely ladies that hung out with us last night, all the MCs, you know, DJ Jack, always keeping the music going for us, you know. I appreciate everybody, man. I appreciate everybody that tuned in, everybody that fuck with Emo on any level. Excuse the language. If y'all ever get offended by the language or the music that's getting played here, you obviously don't understand the meaning of Real Talk. You know what I mean? And keeping it real and just being solid. You know what I mean? I'm a grown-ass man. You must never heard my music. You know what I mean? You must never seen the videos I do for motherfuckers or nothing if you don't know how we get down here with Real Talk with Emo. So just wanted to appreciate everybody for stopping by. Obviously, y'all wanted to stop by and hang out with me. So just keep it lit, man. You know how we do it. Stay safe out there. If you go to church and you believe in something, whatever, pray for me and everything else you got going on, man. Just include a blessing for me, because if I get it, we all get it. You know what I mean? So this is what this is for. Emo TV is for everybody. Real Talk with Emo is for everybody. Even though it's called what it's called, it's because I learned that my name carried a little weight, so I had to put that Emo in the title. I had to always use the Emo because people knew Emo more than they knew me. You know what I mean? They know the name Emo more than they know me. You know what I mean? So I guess, you know, I had to use that. So now we got the Emo TV thing popping. The Real Talk with Emo every Monday, 10 o'clock. Log on to that youtube.com/emo3000 because I'm trying to hit that million mark. We had 950,000, like 947,000 or something, but that's 950 to me. You know what I mean? So before you know it, I think we'll be there. So, you know, just keep supporting the movement, man. Like I said, if I get it, we all get it. Shout out to my homie Brick Hollis for holding that MOD seminar. It was lovely. Everybody that came out, man, Mike Mosley, Wendy Day, so many people I can't even name, man, but it was just good to see them famous people, lawyers, publicists, you know, all the people that came out and paid to get in there. Shout out to y'all, man. It was people there early sitting there waiting for it to kick on. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that came to the event, man. Shout out to Tall Cam, my homie Lil Devious, man. Everybody that I seen there, man. Mill Elton, you know what I mean? Homicide, OG Homicide was in the building. So we just kept it popping, man. I just wanted to, you know, I was proud of my brother for being where he was, and he spent a lot of money flying people out and getting them to talk to people for 8 hours and giving you 8 hours full of game that would, if you left that room like I did, you know, I knew, I felt proud because it felt like I knew what I was doing, because everything that they were saying in there, I knew of, you know what I mean? But the people that came to the seminar or whatever, it was good information for them. And I'm like, if they're not soaking this up, do they know who that's talking to them? Do they hear the producer that produced tracks for Tupac is sitting in front of them? Do they, you know, he started Sebo's career and all that. You know, this man sitting right here in front of them, do they really understand what they're getting? That was my thing. But, you know, I understood and I felt it. I soaked up everything that they said, and I was there as, you know, a helper, kind of like helping my homie organize it and getting the lunches to everybody and water and do whatever I had to do to turn lights off and help with cameras and, you know, just assisting. I wasn't really there just to be anything else. So we're going to try to get that company off the ground. Log on to myowndistribution.com and you'll see more about it. It kind of got, you know, the old stuff of promoting about the seminar that we had last Saturday, but it's going to change. It'll be updated probably to the next city or the state that we're going to. And, you know, register, man. Call a number. It's an 800 number on there. They'll tell you more about the fees and how much it costs and what's going on. I don't really know too many details, so I ain't really putting it out there like that, but I'm just letting y'all know, man. Get in on the ground up. If you need some distribution and you're struggling, or how can you get your music on iTunes and all that, I'm just going to recommend, you know, check out my homie's company and see what's going on. So y'all know what it is, man. Keep it locked. Log on every Monday, 10 p.m., Real Talk with Emo, and we're just going to grow together. You know how we do it.
Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Emo. We finna get up out of here, and I appreciate everybody for stopping by. Shouts out to all the guests we had today, and make sure you tune in next week when we're going to have two more guests on the show. If you got anything you want to say, make sure next time you call 646-478-3243, and you can press 1 at any time to join in on the conversation. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show. Be safe.
Mob in the building. Chillin'.
I'm on the highway, buzz from the contact. Her body nice, but her face look like a wombat. Guess where her tongue's at? All in my ear hole. Breath smelling like warm beer. What a weirdo. Now look in here, ho. That shit is aggravating. I don't kiss him on the first date, but her imagination's running wild. This must have been her first time ghosting, cause now she's got her nipples out. Top down coasting. Blunt still smoking. Burning up my white seats. Pulling on my cargoes. Trying to get your mind me. I like the white streets, they lawless when they go down. Hanging out my sunroof, panties to her toes now. I got to get a room to lay this hoe down. Call up my other bitch, I'm fucking, let her show out. I rarely go out, but when I do, I'm whipping something rimmed up. 240 down, gripping real wood grain turn wheel. Y'all niggas stripping, I am face mob bobbing. All in the pimping. My nigga, listen, I am still about that dumb shit. Southside of A-Town, fuck where I'm from, bitch. I'll give you one wish, but after that, it's lights out. And I am not James Tony, get the ice out. Cause I will dot them eyes like a student dude. Style so versatile, I'm confusing you. That's what the noodle do. Word to the motherfucker. Started off one way, switch it to the other. Cause the cold nigga do what the others can't do. Monotone type rappers, what the fuck they gon' do? Coming through.
Something new, white, black, or that blue. Bad bitch sitting in it, she ain't mine, she for the crew. We do this shit for practice. Million in my mattress. Pull up in the projects on the north with an actress. Believe me, I done it. Damn right, I stunned it. Had her up in dreams late night getting blunted. She'll keep it 100 and not a nickel shout. Ask anybody over on that north, they'll vouch. Used to call me Young Boss, now they call me OG. And half the niggas call me that older than me. Been getting mine for a long time, hustling since a teen. But now I get to relax, kick back like a king. Still fiend for the paper, so the hustle don't stop. Can't never go broke, I'm too used to rolling drop. Too used to balling, not spending racks at the mall. You know it costs a shop if you're 6'6 tall. Too big to do a smile, sorry for all the capping. But I'm still real surprised on how much I made rapping. Thought I'd be outside trapping like everybody else. Never thought I'd be standing here by myself. My best friend locked, the other got shot. Couldn't even fuck with them, man, they robbed the whole block. And I'm the one not, who ain't that hard to spot. Fucking with them, I would've been got popped. Gotta watch out for haters, they grow with success. Don't be weak for bitches, they only bring stress. Keep the Lord on my chest, and gold on my chain. I'ma stay real forever, I never ever change, man.
All I want is cake. I just want to touch a meal before my death date. So I rarely sleep, but I'm always awake. Cause I'm thinking of more ways I can load up this safe. I know I ain't living safe. I gotta keep my heater loaded to the max. So prepared when them jackers try to come attack. Hollow tip and infrared beam comes attached. Mashing through my neighborhood dressed in all black. Matter of fact, it's orange and some navy blue. How can I describe these streets? It's a crazy zoo. Niggas dying, keep your strap, cause it may be you. Mama birthed G, June 3rd, 82. I make my move so police don't got a clue. I need mine COD, cause my rent due. Hard times, they ain't shit, we gon' get through. Long as some dollar bills we can get to. So, all I do is chase. If you ain't talking paper, move around from my space. Why? Cause I'm trying to get my bank like Chase. All I wanna see is Ben Franklin's in my safe. So, all I do is chase. All I do is chase.
We get money. Fuck bitch,
yeah, all I do is chase, all I do is chase.
We get money, fuck bitch,
yeah, all I do is chase, all I do is chase. If you ain't talking paper, move around from my space. Why? Cause I'm trying to get my bank like Chase. All I wanna see is Ben Franklin's in my safe. So all I do is chase, all I do is chase.
We get money, fuck bitch,
yeah, all I do is chase. All I do is chase.
We get money. Fuck bitch.
Yeah, all I do is chase.
If you need graphic design, video production,
studio production, mixing and mastering, whatever, man, hit your boy up. I guarantee you I'll make sure you cool. Music videos, all that, man. I try to cut a good deal just to make sure we look good as we should. So, I mean, if you need that, just get at your boy at emo3000@gmail.com. You can also call 916-678-0847. One love. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Emo. We finna get up out of here, and I appreciate everybody for stopping by. Shouts out to all the guests we had today, and make sure you tune in next week when we gonna have two more guests on the show. If you got anything you wanna say, make sure next time you call 646-478-3243, and you can press 1 at any time to join in on the conversation. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Real Talk with Emo radio show. Be safe.